5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So what do you do?
Put moron number two on the phone.
The ability to speak is what I bring to the table.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah, of course you feel good. You're listening in. Everyone's up and about.
Yes.
I'll tell you why, Joe Weston, Emily Mannix from the Melbourne Vixens. We speak to them soon on Zoom. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've got questions for them.
We have.
Don't rest on your bloody laurels after a premiership.
Yep.
Start with a bang the next year. You haven't seen the Storm crawl out of the bloody gates.
Premiership hangover,
well,
Jim.
Well, we need to put it to the beautiful girls who we love. By the way, they're part of our family, but we've got our concerns.
Yep.
And then I see what's happening at your club. I like this. Chelsea Heights.
Oh, yes.
Football, netball.
Yep.
And then an idiot song. Mm. And I like the song. I like the song that it's being played to. I like everything about that. Matty does a great job. Hello to you, Fat.
Poor Fat. Idiot song. Hey, we're going to have a chat to Chelsea Heights Football Netball Club, Jim.
Yeah,
but guess
that.
What?
Yep.
No netball club. It's just the football club.
What's it got, netball club?
Well, that's what we're helping out with today.
Oh, I see.
Hey, g'day to you, old vest Brayshaw.
Nice to see you.
Little navy blue vest on today.
I needed to be stylish today for a couple of reasons.
Did you?
Yes.
Righto.
But also need to lift the standard around here because you and Rabbits.
Oh.
Fair dinkum.
Just with our pullovers. What? Actually, mate, what about yesterday, the great...
Well, you're going to say hello to Rabs.
Rabs. Go, Rabs.
Imagine all...
What's that?
That's Sellers McClure.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that Sellers?
Yeah,
no.
Have a listen again.
It was not.
Not.
Imagine all the people.
Sellers.
Like old Sellers.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
A bit crackly.
It's not good.
No, it's not bad. I reckon it's all right.
You know who he reminds? I say this to him all the time. He reminds me of those two blokes and the Muppets that sit up in the stand.
Yeah.
And just grumpy old bastards.
Grumpy
said, that's
old.
What you are, Sellers. You're one of those two. Waldorf and Stadler or whatever their bloody name.
That's it. Especially
how was yesterday down at G-Town?
Down at G-Town, the King of Geelong, yes. Two services for Francis Aloysius Costa yesterday. The first one was a family one, which was very good. The old Catholic one at St. Mary's Church, Jim, which went an hour and 40. But very good there. And all his kids were there. They spoke about it. Eight daughters.
Incredible.
And the oldest daughter spoke about how Frank loved his daughters and just have a WhatsApp just with the eight daughters. So there's no sons-in-law.
No son-in-law.
No. And they were called the intruders by Frank.
Were they?
Yes. So, but then
TC being one of them, of course. Yeah. Our man. Yes.
But he loved them, but he loved his daughters a bit more. She was saying they went to first wedding when she was getting married.
Yeah.
Frank was in the car. He was driving. I was supposed to turn left to go to the church. He turned right and said, I'm taking you away.
No way.
But he loved his daughters. What about 83 when he died and a good Italian man. He used to go back to Italy. Couldn't speak one word of Italian.
Really?
Not one word. So he used to add A to every word, thought he was speaking Italian. But a really good service, that one with the family.
And I read somewhere, Fat, in one of the tributes, one of the girls said, look, he was amazing, and it's good that we're all remembering how amazing he was, but he wasn't good at one thing.
Yeah.
Driving.
We
used to call him Mr. Magoo.
Oh.
He just ran into everything.
Mate, he was the worst. I remember we did a cashie at Clunes, Frank and I.
Oh, Bobby Davis.
Bobby Fair Dinkum, unbelievable. And we went there, and we had to wait around a bit because I was getting an envelope. Poor old Frank didn't, of course. Anyway, he drove. We were in the big Mercedes, and he used to have number three number plates. So everyone knew who his car was, number three. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're driving back from Clunes a bit late, Ballarat. I reckon we went from 100 to 80 to 60 to 40. Frank's drive. I'm looking across going, Frank, how are the Mandarins going, mate? And trying
you reckon he was going to sleep?
20 Ks. We're doing 20 Ks.
He would have slipped off the old go button.
And I look across. He was asleep.
No.
Mate, Jim. And
come
I'm going,
on.
Frank, how are you, Frank? Honest to God, we were doing, cars are flying past us, mate.
No.
We were doing 20 Ks. He couldn't drive.
Come
he
was on, a for no. But wonderful man, and it sounded brilliant.
Oh,
so,
it was.
Well
and
done.
Then the state funeral was very good, too, at 2:30. They did a good job. Ian Cover hosted that. And I tell you, spoke. Lindsay Fox spoke from the heart, and he got a bit emotional, actually, but he was very good, Lindsay Fox, and Cookie got emotional and things like that. But a great day for a great man.
The Auditor General? Cove?
No, Cove. Cove's was there. Hey, now, a couple of injuries. Yes. We spoke about this yesterday, but what's going on with Patrick Cripps at Carlton, Jim?
Well, it came out that he apparently has had a fractured bone in his back.
Mm.
So that would explain a bit, I reckon, because all of us who love him have been watching him get around.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, it hasn't looked
right. That's
right. He hasn't. He's a superstar of our game. He just hasn't looked right. But then...
Well, that was at the Age and getting weekly injections for him to play.
Yes.
And David Teague was asked today. Oh. Not sure if Teague is on the same page.
He had a sore back at the start of the year, but not now. It's everything's healed now. He's fine.
It was never fractured. There was never any.
He had a sore back. I'm not sure what the actual findings were, but he did. I think it was reported. He had a sore back early in the year, but that was, I think he's been completing full training since round two or three, I think it was. So, it's not an issue now. So you can talk about it if you want, but it's in the past.
Well, that's interesting from the coach.
Well, it sounds different to the story.
Exactly, Jim. Exactly.
Well, all I can say is this, Fad. When I read the story, I thought it makes sense.
Yeah.
And having a long time ago, playing days, having to have regular injections in your back, hard enough to play cricket after you do that, let alone a contact sport like footy. So if that's what he's been going through, then it explains that he's battling to get around, because that's not fun.
Another injury at Melbourne. Luke Jackson, he's going well.
Lukey Jack.
Broken finger. So that opens the door for Sam Wiedemann. Good luck to Sammy boy there. Yep. At St Kilda, Zach Jones, who's been in good form.
Very good form.
Hurt his quad at training. And he's been in good form. He cannot get his body right.
They stick around too, those quads.
And quads are no good, Jim. No good, the quad. But looks like James Frawley might come back in and pick up one of the three-headed monsters. Jeez. Or they might need James Frawley back, I reckon, tomorrow night, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I got here? Oh, this is a good story. Jack Stephen, who played for both Geelong and St Kilda, will do a lap of honour tomorrow night.
I saw that. Before, that is a good story.
192 games there and won 4 best and fairest at St Kilda. So that is good. Good on you, Jackie boy. Funny boy, Jack. Lockie Hunter broke his hand last week. Has had an operation, Jim. Might play this week. I know. Tex Walker out, rested this week, the Texan.
Yep. No, the strain on the side of his head carrying those ears around. Bill, just have a rest.
Try and get one pinned.
Have a rest, I think.
I think you got one pinned, Jim.
Well, and it was there for, the other one?
Well, it was pinned for 3 minutes and then just went ping straight back out.
He should, you know how the rugby union players do that taping?
No.
He should do that.
They do it because they get cauliflower.
Yeah, but he should do it just for aesthetic reasons. If you just tape your head and the ears, sides, I think it would work for you.
I don't think they got enough tape.
Okay.
The Ashes series, Jim, it'd be nice to see some cricket, won't it?
Oh, yes, please.
Coming up in Australia. So what about this? So the first test will be played at Brisbane and then Adelaide.
Pink ball night test, Adelaide.
Oh, good. Melbourne.
Yes.
Boxing Day,
traditional.
Sydney is the fourth test now, and the fifth test will be in Perth.
In Perth, I love it. Well, it's only because everything's got to start later from a scheduling point of view. I'm not sure what's caused that, but so normally Sydney's the last test, but I don't think anyone there will mind because it stays in exactly the same spot. It'll still be the great McGrath test match.
Pink test.
And then over to Perth to finish up, and she'd be flying around over there.
Yes, we like that. Hey, I'll tell you what we do like. Matt Damon in Australia at the
moment. Matt Damon.
He's up in Byron Bay, Jim.
Matt Damon.
You're Thor.
Yeah.
He's not Thor.
No, not Thor.
What's
a whole different.
He's not in any Marvel, really.
Isn't he?
He might have a cameo.
Who's Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, big Hemsa.
We're talking Matt Damon, that's right. He's not Thor. So. We'll just cross that. Anyway, Jill Lee, she stuffed up a couple of times. He's based in Australia for the film The Upcoming Thor.
Mm.
So he's in the Thor. Yes. Anyway, he's not Thor. He's in Australia.
You're Thor.
He's in Australia, in Byron Bay, and he had to do a cross back to America, and where else would you do it but...
Where are you and what are you drinking? That's what we want to know first.
I'm in Australia. I'm having a beer. The people at the local pub were nice enough to leave it open just so that I could do this because they've got the best internet connection in this neighborhood.
In the pub. He was in the tab, Jim.
That's it, Bill.
Having
the rubbity.
Rubbity.
Caliente evening.
A what?
He was betting on Caliente evening.
Don't know what
that is.
Anyway, he's into being the movie Thor.
Yes.
Your Thor. Joe Weston and Emily Maddox. Yeah. I'll tell you what we got today.
A good joke for us, yes.
A good joke, Jim. I've been working on
it. Oh, you got a joke?
I've written one out.
Righto.
There it is.
He's been working on it for 2 days, he reckons.
All right.
Well, and now I don't think it's that good.
Fingers crossed.
Oh. The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Oh, Sellers.
Sellers. Come on, Sellers.
Sellers.
Two of our favourites from the Melbourne Vixens, Joe Weston and Emily Mannix, are joining us next. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. I know we have a lot of favourites on this show, but these two next guests are probably top of that pile.
Super Netball is back in Melbourne in 2021.
615 days since the home crowd has been here at John Cain Arena, and they are pumped and ready as the Melbourne Vixens make their way out onto court.
And after winning last year's championship, these two will be looking to go back-to-back.
Great reach over the ball, Joe Weston.
And well done, Emily Maddox, just getting plenty of heart to contest that ball.
Before the Vixens head up to Sydney to take on the Swifts, please welcome Joe Weston and Emily Maddox.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
We are rusted on Vixens fans here.
We are.
And the reigning premiers, of course, amazingly proud of the girls we were.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've just been keeping a close eye on things.
Have you? And?
Well, I'm just going to need to ask the girls what's going on, please, as we welcome Joe and Em. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Thank you for having us again. It's nice to be back. I think last time Joey was on, it was the day after the grand final.
Was.
Is that right?
Oh, and so, I sounded a bit worse for wear.
I did not speak because I had completely lost my voice, so I stayed off that one. But it's nice to be back.
Joe, you always sound a bit worse for wear, to be honest, Joe. Now, the round one lost by 14 points to the West Coast Fever, who you beat in the grand final, by the way, and then lost by 5 points to Sunshine Coast. So, as Jim asks, what's going on, girls?
Look, yes, it has been a bit of a difficult start to the year for us. The game against the Fever was pretty tough. You know, we've had two shooters retire and we've also lost Liz, our gun wing attack, to injury for the season. So we've got some new faces and some new combinations out on court. So the first game, a little bit testing. The second game we played against the Lightning on Sunday, we were pretty happy at least with the second half because we won the second half of that game, but there's still a lot of things that we're working on. But we're just, you know, we're luring the competition into a false sense of security. We're keeping them on their toes.
I like that. I like that thinking. As long as we see the results flow from that thinking, that's all we care about. And my girl, I think I have this right, is it Kalia Stanton over from the West? Right. How's she fitted in?
Yeah, good. She obviously has that extra bit of height as well, and she's been playing mainly goal attack but can swing back into goal shooter. And she had something different to that goal-in circle. So I think she's just finding her feet a little bit and getting used to the team, obviously coming over from the Fever last year, and she's been there for a while. So unfortunately, she wasn't able to give us enough tips to be able to beat the Fever a couple of weeks ago, but we'll work on that for the next round.
What are you smiling at, Joe, there, by the way? Just look,
just
look at you.
What's
so funny, please?
I'm just laughing at our media manager as we sit in the umpire team room at the Netball Centre. You know, it's all happening here.
Listen to Joe. Now, what's going on with your podcast? What is it called? It's called Finding Your Fearless. What does that mean, Joe?
Oh, thanks, Billy. I am. I'm looking for guests if either of you are interested in coming on. JB, I feel like Billy's probably the ideal candidate out of the two of you.
Well, what sort of a podcast? If you want common sense and something people actually want to listen to, then I wouldn't go down Bill path if I were you.
All right, I'll take that on board. Yes, I'm hosting the Vixens podcast this year in collaboration with Deakin Uni, where I'm a student. So I'm interviewing people from all different walks of life about, I guess, the courage they've had to get to the position they've achieved, and a little bit of banter along the way. I think it's a combination of serious and lighthearted. I'm waiting for Emily to come on as a guest, but she keeps refusing my requests. It's playing hard to get.
Bill hasn't displayed any courage. Well, you just finished playing and you just stumbled along.
I'm from a country town that no one's ever heard of, and worked my way, went to school, did
nothing
distinguished honours there. Well, Jo's done well. She's grown up in Eurobin.
Yes, the Eurobin,
Eurobin,
the trash of Europe. I had Anthony McDonald, Tib and Woody, the number one ticket holder, on as our first guest. So I don't think that's too bad from a girl from Eurobin.
Well, it's up there in the Alps, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, somewhere up there, isn't it? Is there actually a town?
No, it's just sort of an area in between Myrtleford and Bright. So it's just a little area. There's nothing there anymore. There used to be a train station and a school, but both of them are non-existent anymore. But it's a lovely place, nearly as beautiful as St. Leonard's, Emily.
Speaking of that, Em, a new arrival for you. Now, we've only got this is a Brown Lab, I presume, Ari?
Yes.
How long ago did Ari come along?
Ari's not really a dog person. He's never had one. And then we got Indy.
So what am I reading here? It says M and new puppy Ari. Yeah. So Ari's your partner, not the dog.
Jordy's looking at me like, wasn't me. Ari is not a dog.
Right.
Jill's fault.
We can peel this back. So Ari's your partner. So what's with the dog then? This is a Brown Lab called what?
Not Ari.
Indy.
Close.
Very close. Not quite.
Nice.
If we're going for semantics, it's actually a lab cross Kelpie. So it's the best of both worlds.
Right.
She eats everything and she runs around like an idiot.
Ultimate combo when it comes to dogs. That's similar to me, actually.
Cool.
You know, Em's a Geelong girl, Geelong Grammar girl, and St. Leonard's. That's going nicely now, isn't it, down there, Em?
It is. It's going off down in St. Leonard's. It's like when we moved down there about, 15 years ago, there was no one. I used to be able to wear my pajamas to the supermarket, and now there's a fair few more people. So
she's actually worried about being spotted in the supermarket and being approached. So she always looks very presentable now. No pajamas anymore. Full hair and makeup everywhere she goes.
Celebrity.
Just in case, someone wants a pic, you know. Got to look.
You never know. You never know.
She'd be a big celebrity now at St. Leonard's.
No doubt.
Don't worry about the
only celebrity.
The barest of letters.
Would have thought. Now, is there, because of course you had to battle through the whole bloody coronavirus thing last year. How's that all going? Is it better, easier? How's it all going for you girls?
I think we forgot about it a little bit, which is probably not a good thing. I actually was crook last week and had to get tested again. So that's when you're sort of reminded that it's still around. I had to stay away from training until I was all better. So that's still sort of lingering around. But, you know, being able to have two home games to start off with, which we weren't able to have last year, was really special. But we've still got to, you know, we've got to keep tabs on where we've been and everything like that, just to make sure if there's an outbreak, we're all safe and, you know, can do all the right things. So still lingering around and hasn't gone, but good to be playing some home games again. Bloody which is nice.
So this Sunday, 1 p.m, they take on the Swifts, Jim, or big game, Ken Rosewell Arena, of course. And it's on Channel 9, aren't you, girls?
Yes, we are.
Yes, correct.
On Sunday.
Just look at your media manager and she's nodding yes.
Yes. Yep. If you don't have anything else on, feel free to tune in, JB and Billy. I'm not sure you've probably got...
I'm not sure your media manager is the right person to look at. We know the media manager very well, and I think she's probably selling out the bloody river, to be brutally honest. But we need to be winning this game because 0-3 is not the start for the reigning premiers.
No, we are already in a little bit of a difficult position being 0-2. So we had two wins over the Swifts last year up in Queensland, and before that we didn't have a very good track record. So I think we're going to correct our path and hopefully get a win on Sunday and put one hand on the Sergeant McGuinness Cup, which Simone really loves. It's the fact that it's named after her. You know her. She just loves the attention. Simone McGuinness, OAM.
OAM.
You know what, Jim and I are hearing, that's the defence, Jim, that's a worry.
We're letting him down.
Yeah, letting him down as we speak to the
back end of the court.
We speak to the fullback and the back pocket here, Jim.
Not only for the Vixens, also, of course, Australia. So high expectations.
Come on, girls. We're going to watch this week.
It's all right. We'll be right.
Well, good luck.
I'm not allowed to argue with any more umpires as well. That's the rule of thumb, apparently. That's not acceptable. That didn't get us the win. And it didn't get them to change their mind. I thought I had a very strong case, but apparently not.
No. Never change their mind. Good luck, Em, with your new puppy, Ari, too.
Poor Ari. I reckon he's copped that much flack being on this show.
That's gold. I love that. He'll love that too. Great, girls. Yep. Good luck on the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Tickets for round 4 and round 6 Melbourne Vixens games are on sale now at tickettech.com as well. This is The Rush Hour, JB and Bill. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, you can listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Where's the wheel?
It's what's happening at your club.
Funny you should say that, because I did spin the wheel at this club one day, Jimmy Boy. Yes. Chelsea Heights Demons Football and Netball Club. And as I said off the top, unfortunately no netball at the minute, but love some girls to get down there to form another netball club. And we're going to have a chat to the former player, president. His wife runs the netball club. Todd. G'day, Todd.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
What's happened with the netball club, mate? Just dropped off a bit?
Well, as you know, last year everything dissolved. We actually had a team. We had the girls ready to go, had their dresses and their bibs and ready to go, and then everything fell apart. And this year the coach couldn't do it; he was committed somewhere else. And a few the girls got disinterested. So yeah, it sort of fell in a heap, unfortunately.
It is. Now tell us about the club, the Chelsea Heights Footy Netball Club, a battling club, fair to say.
Mate, we've been battlers. We turned 50 last year. Yep. We're surrounded by. You know, all Mornings Peninsula clubs, they're really strong clubs. They have a lot of cash to spend around. And we just sort of, we call it a boutique club right in the middle of nowhere. And we're just survivors and battlers on, we just survive on volunteers and just local people to help us out. So, yeah, we like being the battlers. It's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The victories are a lot more sweeter when you win. So,
I like it, Todd. And of course, very underrated, the president of a footy club.
Yes.
You get the people that do that don't get enough bloody plaudits for the amount of work they put in.
Well, I only ever got to vice president, so let's clear that up. But yeah, true.
Kelly's still the president, isn't she?
Yeah, Kelly's been with the last couple of years, and my wife's been involved. There's a few ladies involved this year, and they, as you know, if you're involved in clubs like that, they do a mountain of work, which is never seen or appreciated by anyone.
No, that is true. That is bloody true.
It's a 7-day job. Even on Sunday mornings now, we've got. EDS get down there with the juniors, and my wife and the ladies are down there at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday, after Saturday, after Thursday night, and after Wednesday. So,
now tell us about Heightcella, please. This is coming up Saturday night.
Oh, yes.
Heightcella. So, Chrissy Holding organised our dues, and it's basically based on those parties they all
go to. Coachella.
Festivals. Coachella, basically, loosely. So, it's dress up as. Because they all dress really weird, you know, those guys. So dress up as weird as you can and come down and have a bit of fun. I probably won't be there because it's a little bit young for me. But I'll go down there and support for a few.
Come
hours.
On, Toddles, have a couple of frothies and have a look. So it's Saturday night after the game. I think you play Keysborough.
Keysborough.
And then back at the club, the Heightcella. That'll be good, mate.
Yeah, it should be good fun. They're a good bunch of kids this year, run by we've got a new coach in this year. So
Bully.
He's a great man. Well, yeah, he's a good bloke, really respectful, and yeah, the club's going places after a few average years, so it's great.
And I went there one night, Jim, to spin the wheel.
Oh, we would have had you in the ear saying, "Hurry up, fat, get on with it."
Oh, that's right, because you blokes are talking about yourselves and you're running late. Yeah. But you know what happened? I actually went to Chelsea Football Club. I walk in, I'm having a beer. And
they the wrong joint.
And they said, "What are you doing here, fat?" I'm sitting here to spin the wheel. They said, "No, you idiot, it's Chelsea Heights." So I had to go down the right road where that is a true story. But we had a good night, and I ran into a legend there, absolute legend of your club, Norm Johnson.
Yeah, great bloke, Normie. Biggest hands I've ever seen.
Yes,
and the only bloke that, when I was at the club, I started swearing, he just looked me in the eye and said, "Mate, keep quiet." And I used to panic because he was a very gentle man, but he was a huge man. So
Of course, Travis's grandfather.
Yeah, Travis and Jimmy, they live around the corner from us. I'm a good man. I've known Travis since he was a kid. Taught him how to make cordial, so he's a good kid, Trav. But nice. Legend of a man, Norman.
Taught him how to make cordial.
And, of course, past Players' Day on the 22nd of May. Trapper, of course, number one overall pick, 97.
Yeah.
But you've had a few others. I saw Jaden Adhart, I remember, playing for Brisbane and the Saints, Scott Crowe.
Mm. Yeah, Scotty Crowe's great. Probably one of the best footballers we've had down there. Crackers, Jaden Adhart, he's down there still. We've had a few, but, these day and ages, they want big coin and we just don't have it. So if anyone comes down the club now, they usually play for love. So
good.
That gets us over the line. So, yeah, past players, we've got not only past players, it's the 10-year and 8-month reunion of the first premiership.
The 10-year and 8-month
first premiership.
It was supposed to have last year, so I've got this on the head.
Ten years ago,
2010, one of the blokes, Jeffy Arm, was tapped on the shoulder by the president. He said, "Look, there's no room for you in the team anymore.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?" So we formed a third side. We just got all the ragtags, all the old blokes, the young blokes, the hopeless blokes, put them together. And in 4 years, we won the first year we won the flag, second year we were runners up, third year we won the flag, and fourth year we shit house. That was it. that was the history of the third. So we're all, mate, some of them blokes have never won a premiership before, and I don't care what you say. You win one wherever it is.
That's right.
You know, whatever you lead, you win one.
Hey, so, Todd, well, I'm staring at a fat bastard here who's never won one.
No.
No, neither have I, mate. I've lost a couple.
Whereas I won heaps of them.
How
does that work?
Oh, who do you win one with?
Clermont for a start, but then Sheffield Shield bloody wins. They just used to follow me around. What's wrong with you two?
Yeah, and they followed you around at North.
yeah, we had four of them.
Hey, good work, mate. The Heights Demons Football Netball Club will get a netball club up and going next year and a big night. Hot Cella. I look forward to that. I might go myself. No, I won't.
I'll be at the front smoking durries and have a few beers.
Durries and a beer. Good boy, Toddles.
Todd was just about to say you're not welcome, and I would have agreed with you. Thanks, Todd.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate
Good
it.
On you,
this
mate.
Is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Bill's idiot song to come. James Brayshaw.
Oh, yeah!
Anthony William Brownless.
Get on the beers.
This is Triple N's Rush
nice
Hour.
Nice gap.
Well, it's the computer.
never Rabs his fault.
Now,
you're never wrong. He's never wrong.
Oh, no. Nah.
You're always wrong.
Yes.
Speaking of which, idiot file we love.
Oh, no, Jim.
That's when you just put Bill. Stuff together that really takes about a week to compile, goes for about 10 minutes, and it's you getting everything wrong.
Mm.
But anyway, what we've found is Maddie in the booth does a magnificent job of putting them to song.
Song.
So instead of it being an idiot file, we can turn it into an idiot song. And I love this song. I was a big fan back in the day of KC and the Sunshine Band.
Enjoy
this, Fat.
Right on. I think I might have been a Victorian, maybe.
Oh,
what about ACT?
See, now you're changing states.
ACT I'm going to. I'll get in the AT.
Bill.
CT side.
So that's actually pretty embarrassing.
ACT. I'll get in the ACT side. Melbourne Unite. In Rugby Union, on 42 from Mundy and Max Green. And what a year.
Max Green?
Max Gorn even.
Max Gorn.
What about Cameron Munster? Monster. living in Newtown, Jim, which is very nice. Having a look around him in the Dale and little Isla. Dom Tyson, Boner, Core. Gee, you got some. Why Bonner. Is there so many?
Boner.
It's Boner.
His name's Aidan Bonner, Bill. He hasn't got a boner, it's Bonner.
Well, he wouldn't when they haven't won a game.
Oh, no.
That's all from this week.
That's this week. That's just this week.
Yeah, no.
Yes, it is.
But that all when I seemed to have a bit of a stroke.
What happened?
I think he just puts that in.
No,
just,
really? You don't naturally do it?
I don't do that.
In fact, if we pegged you and Bluey together, you'd actually be legible for two of you.
What's happened to him?
Well, he's
educated.
He's been listening to you.
He's educated and quite smart.
He is.
And you get him on radio, Jimmy turns into a Bill.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Maddie, well done.
Well done,
Maddie. Maddie Hayward's a star, of course. We love that. Now, Bill.
Too. He is an absolute flog, Maddie. Yes. Elliot.
We actually haven't heard as much from him.
Elliot.
More Rabs for that
now. Why did he just say Elliot?
Well, Elliot, he wants to know what time we're doing the cross.
Well, he's just reading the text on his phone while we're on air. Honestly.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Who reads text out loud?
No one
actually,
does.
We've already done it.
No. Seriously, Fat. Where are you at? Where are you at?
I'm at 317 Clarendon Street.
The amount of people that have said to me that they saw online, Ethan put online, you eating the curried sausages. They said, that's the single funniest thing I've ever seen.
And you know what they have said? That they reckon I dropped the potato, the mashed potato.
And ate it off the ground, which I think you did.
Which I did.
Yeah.
And the carpet is terrible up there where I do my
dishes. Could have gone and got some more.
That
anyway,
was good, though.
Very
that
nice.
Text out, man.
Well, Rabsy's sending texts to me. You can't do that because you're just there, Rabs. You're a f*** quit. Oh, Rabs, you can't. grabbed your cards.
It's just unravelled. Well, I do, it can't unravel any further than already.
We're not on.
No, well, Bill, I can't have my name
I'll get a joke,
put to this crap.
Now, I've written this joke myself.
Have you?
Yes.
You've written it yourself.
He's written it in pyro.
All right.
I've written it because it's an old one and I had to remember, and it's a worry.
Bill's joke to wrap up the show next. It's the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Tomorrow we do have a special Friday podcast for you, and we've got some social media feedback, Bill, because JB, he just went to another level this week. Something we've both never seen on radio happen before.
From anybody.
No.
Ever in the history of the caper.
What was that? Which one?
Well, you'll find out tomorrow on the Friday podcast when we talk about it, but our listeners couldn't believe it either.
We've got some nice feedback on that now. Fat, your jokes have been poxy. So let's see if you can get a good one in today.
Over.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
You've been working on this one for 3 days, you
said. I have wrote it out longhand.
I did longhand. It's a joke, but also a bit of a history lesson, Jim.
For you, this is where things go wrong.
For Jim, for you, and for the Rush Hour listeners, okay? So I'm going back here into the Second World War, Jim, okay?
Yes.
And the Japanese boys were having a big night out on one of their aircraft carriers, right? Huge night. There was plenty of beer and sake. There was plenty of rice and fish and soup and sushi. And there was a bit of entertainment, Jim, if you don't mind. You're listening?
I'm listening. A bit of entertainment, if you don't mind.
Great night. Everyone enjoying themselves, okay?
Yes.
Next minute, the big boss, the admiral, stands up and addresses the room. Tomorrow at 700 hours, you will get in your planes and fly 2 hours east and crash your planes into the American warships. You will die as heroes. You will be known as kamikaze pilots, and you will be loved and revered all round the world. You will go down in Japanese history as heroes. I wish you all the best. Good luck. Are there any questions? A little Japanese pilot, Jim, down the back of the room, raises his hand and he says, "Are there any questions?" Jim, are there any questions?
No, I heard it, Bill.
Mate.
I think it's just occurred to that one up the back that this is a different style of mission from the one he signed
up
for.
He's having one of his great nights of all time with a bit of entertainment, frothies.
No. He spent 3 days researching what they drank and ate.
That's it.
Not bad.
Good work, Jim.
Well done, Bill.
Enough from you, Fat.
Well done, Bestie.